Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The election is more than a year away, but a new survey puts an undeclared Massachusetts Democrat just 9 points behind incumbent Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown. A WBUR poll out this morning finds that consumer advocate and Harvard Law School professor Elizabeth Warren leads all Democratic challengers against Brown. Stephen Cozella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the survey, joins us this morning to parse out the polling results. Good morning, and thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Give us more of the top-line findings in terms of how Warren stacks up against Brown and the other Democrats.
So Elizabeth Warren is trailing Scott Brown right now 44-35. So it's a 9-point margin despite her not actually being formally in the race at this point.
Let me interrupt you there, though, and ask you, were you surprised by that? Is that a pretty good showing for a candidate who's not even really in the race yet?
I mean, to be within single digits by this point, there's, needless to say, a long way to go in all of this. I mean, we're still well over a year out, I should say. So there's still a long way to go. So to be within 9 and not even to be in the race yet is a good showing.
All right. Now, continue and tell us about how the other candidates stack up.
The other ones were all kind of clustered together in the same range. Scott Brown received 45% or 46%, and they each received in the 28-30 range. So they're all sort of within the 15-18 point range of Brown, while Warren, again, is within 9.
And who are the other candidates we're talking about?
We included Bob Massey, who was down 45-29, Seti Warren, 46-28, and Alan Casey, 45-30.
In terms of popularity, Senator Brown is very popular among Massachusetts voters.
Correct. We surveyed likely voters, so these are the people who are likely to come out and vote next November. And among that group, Scott Brown is seen favorably by 54% and unfavorably by 25%.
We should note that the poll did not include three other declared Democrats: Wayland State Representative Tom Conroy, engineer Herb Robinson, and lawyer Marissa DeFranco, because they didn't meet the threshold in previous surveys. Of the four Democrats in this poll, who got the highest name recognition?
Elizabeth Warren had the highest name recognition. We asked whether people viewed each one of them favorably or unfavorably, or if they'd either never heard of them or if they had heard of them but had no opinion. 44% said that they'd never heard of Elizabeth Warren, which sounds like a high number, but was actually the lowest among the four Democrats that we included.
So again, even though she's not in the race, she has the highest name recognition among the Democrats.
Correct.
Including Alan Casey, who ran for the Senate before.
Correct. Alan Casey, 52% of likely voters said that they had never heard of Alan Casey. Just to run down the rest of the list, 56% said the same of Bob Massey, and 65% said they never heard of Seti Warren.
How do the results break down in terms of party affiliation and gender?
Party affiliation was an interesting one. Scott Brown essentially has the registered Republican vote locked up. He had 88% of registered Republicans who are said that they're supporting him at this point. Looking over at the Democratic side, Elizabeth Warren so far only has 57% of registered Democrats supporting her, compared to 22% for Brown, and actually still about a fifth who are undecided. Looking at how things are right now, Brown and Elizabeth Warren are about tied among women, but again, with about a fifth undecided. So that's another group where you can expect a lot of attention to be paid.
Let me ask you one more question. I'm wondering what you think, in light of the poll, how will a formal announcement by Warren, one way or the other, affect the contest on the Democratic side?
Well, one thing she needs to do is raise name recognition, particularly outside of the Boston area. 35% within the Boston area said they'd never heard of Elizabeth Warren. Move out to the western and central part of the state, and that number is 58% who say they've never heard of her. So her announcement must be accompanied by an effort to boost her name recognition in other areas.
Statewide.
Correct.
Can't run a Boston-centric campaign.
No.
What's the most important issue on the minds of Massachusetts voters right now?
In Massachusetts, as well as a lot of other polls that go on around the country right now, the most important issue by far is the economy and jobs. It trumps everything else, almost no matter where we're polling or what we're polling about.
Stephen Cozella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Mass Inc. Polling Group was commissioned by WBUR to conduct a survey on the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts. The poll out this morning is on our website in detail at WBUR.org.